Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:10 Pacific Summer Time, and today is July 3rd, and I guess, well, happy Independence Day to anyone who's celebrating it for tomorrow. Well, I guess what's happening today is pretty historic. The Dow Jones surpassed the 17,000 level for the first time. The S&P 500 is within 15 points of the psychological 2000 level. Well, the NASDAQ 100 is climbing back up to retest the 4,000 level for the first time in about 14 years. Well, this is all pretty positive stuff. The DAX index in Germany surpassed the 10,000 level. Again, another big round number. Well, in generally speaking, you'd expect a little bit of consolidation in the region of these big psychological levels, but there's certainly no sign of it just yet. We're still very much in a liquidity-driven environment, and when you think about it, in terms of liquidity, then this is an environment where things are about as good as they could possibly get. Growth is starting to pick up. The U.S., having been the original instigator of quantitative easing, has seen that the policy has been taken up by a number of additional central banks, so that it's passing the mantle of the most activist central bank to the ECB and the Bank of Japan. Well, that's helping to at least support the dollar. There's still a big argument as to whether the dollar can sustain any kind of meaningful advance, but what it is definitely doing is adding lending support to the dollar index, and that it has found support at the same level on a number of occasions over the last year. Well, there's still also a big argument as to whether the Fed is, at least in institutional circles, as to whether the Fed will actually raise interest rates sometime next year. But what we are seeing is that growth is picking up, employment is improving. There's still an argument about the participation rate and the quality of those jobs, but, well, companies are hiring more people. That's pretty much a given. Well, we haven't seen interest rates rise yet, but the economy is improving. That's why we can say that this is pretty much the best possible environment, and the stock market is reflecting that. So this is all still very much momentum-driven market. Well, you're seeing that all these markets are taking out big round numbers. So far, we haven't seen that those have represented areas of resistance, at least just yet. Well, the FTSE, having pulled back pretty sharply in the latter half of June, has rebounded. It's back up to 68.165, and it was up by about 0.75% in here today. There were a number of other markets in Europe up in the region of about 1%, France and Germany, Sweden and Switzerland being among those. Well, the fact that the yen was a bit weaker in here today by about 42 ticks demonstrates that the dollar is finding support in the region of the 200-day moving average relative to the yen. Well, that's pretty good news from the perspective of Japanese equity investors. Well, the Nikkei has lagged the topics a little bit in here over the last couple of days, but it's still holding here in the region of 15,350-ish, and it looks like we're going to see some additional upside from that index. Well, the Indian market continues to trend higher. People continue to price in the... well, it's really a game changer, the fact that Mr. Modi was elected, and also that with such an enormous majority. So, they have the leeway to make unpopular decisions, which should help to bolster growth. Well, that really is very positive indeed. Well, on the other side of the big population centers in Asia, well, the Chinese market is still very cheap on a PE basis, and has some of the more attractive yields globally. But what we're also seeing is that, it's in need of a catalyst, that there's been a marked loss of momentum in the downtrend in terms of the stock market. The volatility has decreased really quite substantially. But what we need is a catalyst, and until we get that, then it's probably going to take a lot of convincing to get investors to get really in there in a big way. Well, when you look at U.S. Treasury yields, then, well, it's looking increasingly likely that they posted a failed downside break. That when you look at the total return index from Merrill Lynch on the 10-year that the 2000 area represents an area of resistance, and that what we've had was the last year's massive reaction against the prevailing trend, and that the index appears to be encountering resistance close to that 2000 level once more. Well, it's probably too early to conclude absolutely categorically that that was a failed downside break on the 10-year, but it would require a really quite clear downward dynamic, and that would be a surge in bond prices to confirm it, to contradict it, I should say. Well, when we look around the world, the stock market is generally where the action is. Well, the fact that you have the stock market doing very well was a little bit of a headwind to the precious metals today, but they are finishing out the day well off their lows. Gold is $10 off its lows, and silver is approximately 30 cents off its lows. This is generally still a bullish environment, considering that they are coming off really quite depressed levels. Well, we're also in an environment which is primed for cyclicals to outperform. That's certainly been the case with the industrial metals. Well, they've certainly been helped along by the rehypothecation scandal out of Qingdao and potentially also Tianjin ports. Well, that's represented a catalyst, but it also helps to emphasize the fact that these are tight markets, and that all they needed was some change in investor sentiment to reignite interest there. Well, the industrial metals are beginning to break out, and what you're seeing is that outside of the iron ore sector, that there are really quite a lot of examples of base formation completion following what in some cases are five-year downtrends in the resources sector. Well, when you see that the PEs on growth sectors are pretty expensive levels, then people start to look around for value. They start to look around for things that haven't participated so far, and that's certainly in the resources sector. Well, also the stock market is reacting to the fact that oil prices have pulled back and are potentially coming back now to an area of potential support. So the risk premium that was priced in has probably been taken out of the market, and you would need some pretty benevolent type of news to depress prices very much beyond where they've probably already fallen, I suspect. I think with that, I will leave you for the afternoon and wish all the best to all of you.